Coming up next on Passion Struck, Michelle Obama said, "True success is not measured by what we achieve for ourselves, but by what we inspire others to achieve." In today's episode, I will explore the profound wisdom of Michelle Obama's quote through the lens of Mark Nepo's poem, Accepting This, and the inspiring story and memory of my sister, Carolyn Miles. This poem's themes in Carolyn's life teach us that embracing flawed abundance and actively expressing love can lead to a deeper connection with others. Success, as Obama reminds us, is not just about personal milestones. It's about inspiring others to reach their potential and to contribute to the greater good by sharing Carolyn's story and the powerful connection between Michelle Obama's quote and Mark Nepo's poem. We will learn how acts of love and kindness can bridge divides and foster unity in our communities. Join me as we uncover how to create a ripple effect of positive change in a divided world, inspired by Carolyn's legacy and the wisdom of accepting this. Welcome to Passion Struck. Hi, I'm your host, John R. Miles, and on the show, we decipher the secrets, tips, and guidance of the world's most inspiring people and turn their wisdom into practical advice for you and those around you. Our mission is to help you unlock the power of intentionality so that you can become the best version of yourself. If you're new to the show, I offer advice and answer listener questions on Fridays. We have long-form interviews the rest of the week with guests ranging from astronauts to authors, CEOs, creators, innovators, scientists, military leaders, visionaries, and athletes. Now, let's go out there and become Passion Struck. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to episode 483 of Passion Struck. A heartfelt thank you to each and every one of you who turn into the show weekly to listen, learn, and discover new ways to live better, to be better, and to make a meaningful impact in the world. If you're new to the show, thank you so much for joining us here today, or you simply want to introduce this to a friend or a family member, and we so appreciate it when you do that. We have episode starter packs, which are collections of our fans' favorite episodes that we put into convenient playlists that give any new listener a great way to get acclimated to everything we do here on the show. Either go to passionstruck.com/starterpacks or Spotify to get started. I am thrilled to announce that my book, Passion Struck, was recently named the winner of the 2024 Melanie P. Smith Reader's Choice Award, which is sponsored through Connections eMagazine. It also won the Best Nonfiction Book Award at the International Book Awards, the Gold Medal at the Nonfiction Book Awards, the Eric Hoffer Book Awards, and the Best Business Minds Book Award. You can go to Amazon, passionstruck.com, or wherever you purchase books to pick up a copy. In case you missed my interviews from earlier this week, I had two phenomenal ones with Gary Vaynerchuk and Dr. Chidi Parikh. Gary and I discussed the underlying inspirations that he had behind his new children's book, Meet Me in the Middle, and his incredible work with his new company, VFriends. Gary is known for his unique insights and practical advice, so this is an episode that you absolutely don't want to miss out on. Dr. Parikh is an expert in integrative health and wellness. She shares her journey from practicing conventional medicine to embracing a more integrative approach, highlighting the incredible impact of combining modern medical practices with holistic therapies. She discusses the importance of treating the whole person, mind, body, and spirit, and how this comprehensive approach can lead to profound healing and wellness. And if you liked either of those episodes or today's, we would so appreciate you sharing it with your friends and families and rating this as a 5-star and reviewing it on Apple and Spotify. Those reviews go such a long way and helping more people find the Passion Struck community where we can bring them more hope, meaning, and inspiration. You can also, if you want to watch this video, tune in to our main channel on YouTube at John R. Miles or our Clips channel at Passion Struck Clips. Go and join over 250,000 other subscribers who tune in weekly. Today's episode is incredibly profound and meaningful to me. Last Saturday, we gathered to honor the life of my sister, Carolyn Patricia Miles, at our memorial service in Austin, Texas. It was a moment that was filled with both sorrow and deep reflection. Carolyn wasn't just a sister to me. She was a pillar of strength, compassion, and love. Her battle with pancreatic cancer showcased her incredible resilience as well as her indomitable spirit. Carolyn's life was a testament to the power of love and acceptance, values that she held dear and practiced daily. These values are poignantly captured in a poem that she chose for her memorial service, Accepting This by Mark Nepo. The poem reflects Carolyn's understanding of life, suffering, and compassion, and offers wisdom that is especially relevant in today's turbulent times. Last week, as we were reflecting on Carolyn's life and her incredible journey, the news broke out about the failed assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. This shocking event starkly illustrated the deep divisions that we have within society. It reminds us how polarized we've become, where differences are often met with hostility rather than understanding. It underscored the urgent need for unity and compassion, qualities that Carolyn exemplified throughout her life. In today's episode, I want to delve deep into the significance of Mark Nepo's poem and how Carolyn's choice of this poem serves as a call for unity and compassion in these divisive times. We live in a world where binary perspectives dominate, and events like this assassination attempt only deepen the chasm between us. Carolyn's legacy, combined with the wisdom of Nepo's poem, offer a path forward, a way to bridge our divides through love, acceptance, and everyday acts of compassion. Join me as we explore how we can honor Carolyn's memory by embracing these values and working towards a more unified and compassionate world. Thank you for choosing Passion Struck and choosing me to be your host and guide on your journey to creating an intentional life. Now, let that journey begin. Reflecting on my sister Carolyn's life, I'm filled with admiration for her grace, compassion, and resilience. Carolyn lived with an acceptance of life's imperfections and a deep appreciation for its beauty, a philosophy that shaped her entire journey. Carolyn's adventurous spirit and innate desire to make a difference were evident from a young age. One of my favorite memories is from 1985, when she became involved with Peace Child at the height of the tensions between the U.S. and the former Soviet Union. At just 12, she was part of a delegation that traveled to Moscow and beyond to perform Peace Child, a musical play advocating for disarmament and global understanding. This transformative experience profoundly shaped her worldview, instilling a lifelong dedication to promoting peace and unity. After this formative experience, Carolyn attended Indiana University, where she majored in Russian studies and political science. She chose these fields because she believed in the power of compassion and understanding to heal even the deepest divides. Her time at Indiana University was just the beginning of her commitment to these ideals. Upon graduating, Carolyn worked for the National Democratic Institute, where she helped foster democratic values throughout the former Soviet Union. Her dedication to promoting unity and understanding in a region marked by repression exemplified her ability to find joy and meaning, even in difficult times. Carolyn's quest for knowledge led her to earn a master's degree in international affairs from Columbia University, focusing on international economic policy. She aimed to use this knowledge to spread unity and compassion globally, guiding her through roles at the State Department, Cambridge Energy Research Associates, and the Abernathy MacGregor Group. Eventually, Carolyn settled in Austin, Texas, where she became a director with Public Strategies and spent 12 years working at the University of Texas at Austin. Her work at the McCombs School of Business, the Lyndon B. Johnson School of Public Affairs, and the Dell Medical School was marked by a relentless pursuit of excellence and a deep commitment to improving the institutions she served. Despite her successful career, Carolyn told me in the days leading up to her death that for a long time she had always felt a void, a deep yearning to serve others more directly. This desire took on new urgency when she was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Rather than letting this diagnosis define her, Carolyn continued her education, enrolling in a master's program in social work at the University of Texas. She juggled her studies, being a parent, and her treatments with remarkable resilience, driven by a desire to use her experiences to help others. Carolyn's journey is a powerful example of becoming passion-struck, demonstrating that it's never too late to pursue one's true calling and to make a profound impact. Her battle with cancer only strengthened her resolve, showing that personal adversity can be transformed into a powerful force for positive change. Throughout her illness, Carolyn's primary motivation was my nephew, her son, Miles, who became the cornerstone of her life. She fought cancer with every ounce of strength that she had, determined to be there for him and to continue her mission of helping others. As a mother, sister, aunt, and friend, Carolyn's compassion and strength gave hope to all who knew her. Carolyn's life was filled with acts of compassion. She never shied away from helping others, even when she was battling her own challenges. Her example teaches us that compassion is not about grand gestures, but everyday actions showing love and care for those around us. Whether it was supporting her colleagues, volunteering in her community, or simply being there for family and friends, Carolyn's acts of kindness were countless and deeply impactful. Testimonials from those who knew Carolyn the best highlight highlight her extraordinary character. They speak of her unwavering support, infectious enthusiasm for life, and deep empathy for others. She was a person who made everyone feel valued and understood, who brought out the best of people, and who lived her values every day. Carolyn's ability to find joy and meaning, even in the most challenging times, is a lesson for all of us. Her acceptance of life's flaws and her deep appreciation of its beauty made her a truly remarkable person. Her journey from an adventurous young girl involved in Peace Child to a dedicated professional and loving mother battling cancer is a story of incredible strength and unyielding hope. She leaves a legacy that inspires us to embrace these values and to continue working towards a more unified and compassionate world. To further honor Carolyn's life and values, I want to introduce you to a poem she chose for her memorial service, Accepting This by Mark Nepo. This poem profoundly reflects the philosophy Carolyn embraced and lived by. Mark Nepo is a poet. His writings often explore the human condition, offering insights into how we can navigate life's challenges with grace and understanding. Now, I'm going to recite the poem, Accepting This by Mark Nepo. Yes, it is true, I confess. I have thought great thoughts and sung great songs, all of it, rehearsal for the majesty of being held. The dream is awakened when thinking, I love you, and life begins when saying, I love you. And joy moves like blood when embracing others with love. My efforts now turn from trying to outrun suffering to accepting love wherever I can find it. Stripped of causes and plans and things to strive for, I have discovered everything I could need or ask for is right here in flawed abundance. We cannot eliminate hunger, but we can feed each other. We cannot eliminate loneliness, but we can hold each other. We cannot eliminate pain, but we can live a life of compassion. Ultimately, we are small living things awakened in the streams, not gods who carve out rivers. Like human fish, we are asked to experience meaning in the life that moves through the gill of our heart. There's nothing to do and nowhere to go. Accepting this, we can do everything and go anywhere. Nepo's poem conveys a powerful message about transforming thoughts into actions. The lines, the dream is awakened when thinking I love you, and life begins when saying I love you, illustrate how love, when actively expressed, brings about a profound awakening. This transformation is about moving from the abstract to the tangible, turning noble thoughts into everyday actions of love and kindness. Carolyn lived this transformation every day. Her thoughts of compassion and peace were not just ideas, but they were guiding principles that she actively expressed through her work, studies, and interactions with others. The poem also emphasizes a significant shift from striving for unattainable goals to accepting and appreciating the flawed abundance around us. Nepo writes, "Stripped of causes and plans and the things to strive for, I have discovered everything I could need or ask for is right here in flawed abundance." Carolyn embodied this acceptance. Despite the challenges she faced, including her battle with cancer, she found joy and meaning in the present moment, embracing life's imperfections and appreciating its beauty. This acceptance allowed her to live fully and meaningfully without the constant pressure of striving for perfection. Nepo's poem speaks to the universal remedy of compassion. We cannot eliminate hunger, but we can feed each other. We cannot eliminate loneliness, but we can hold each other. We cannot eliminate pain, but we can live a life of compassion. These lines address the reality that while we cannot eradicate all suffering, we can alleviate it through our compassionate actions. Carolyn's life was a testament to this belief. She demonstrated that small acts of kindness and support could make a significant difference, even when grand solutions were out of reach. In our current societal divide, where divisiveness often leads to suffering, this message is more relevant than ever. We can bridge divides and foster unity by choosing to feed, hold, and live compassionately. Nepo's metaphor of humans as small living things awakened in the stream underscores our shared human experience and interconnectedness. This imagery reminds us that we are all part of a larger whole, not isolated individuals. Carolyn understood this deeply. Her work in promoting peace, her dedication to helping others, and her ability to find joy and meaning in her connections with people all over the world reflected her belief in our shared humanity. In a world that often emphasizes differences, this poem and Carolyn's life encourage us to recognize our commonalities and to find meaning in our collective experiences. Carolyn chose Accepting This for her memorial service because it resonated with her values and philosophy. The poem's themes of turning thoughts into actions, accepting flawed abundance, and living a life of compassion were central to how she lived. Her daily acts of love and kindness were a reflection of the poem's message that while we cannot eliminate all suffering, we can choose to act with compassion and make a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us. Reflecting on Carolyn's life and the wisdom of Mark Nepo's poem is especially poignant given the current polarized climate we find ourselves in. The recent failed assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump starkly highlighted this. The shocking event underscores the deep divisions within our society and the urgent need for unity and compassion. Our world is more divided than ever, with conflicts and tensions spanning the globe. From the war between Israel and Hamas, to the ongoing conflict between Ukraine and Russia, and the rising tensions between the United States, China, Iran, and North Korea, divisiveness is a common thread. These conflicts illustrate how deeply entrenched divisions can lead to violence, suffering, and misunderstanding on a global scale. Economic turmoil is spreading across the globe as well, leading to protests, attempted coups, and the election of extremist politicians on both the far right and the far left. This is seen in both poor and rich countries alike, where deep economic anxieties are leaving a trail of political turmoil and violence. Protests have erupted in Greece, Portugal, Belgium, and Germany. Outside Berlin in March, farmers spread manure on a highway, causing several crashes. In France, they burned hay, dumped manure in Nice's city hall, and hung the carcass of a wild boar outside a labor inspection office in Agen. The economic anxieties are adding to divisions between rural and urban dwellers, unskilled and college-educated workers, and religious traditionalists and secularists. In France, Italy, Germany, and Sweden, extremist politicians have seized on this dissatisfaction to promote nationalist and anti-immigrant agendas on the far right and radical economic and social reforms on the far left. Living in such a divided society has dire consequences. It leads to increased violence, as seen in the attempt on Trump's life, and a general breakdown in social cohesion. When people see each other as enemies rather than fellow citizens, the potential for constructive dialogue and problem-solving diminishes. This division not only threatens our democratic processes, but also our ability to come together to address common challenges. Growth is slowing worldwide, making it harder to find solutions and exacerbating the existing tensions. In light of these divisions, there's an urgent need for unity and compassion. As Mark Nepo's poem and Carolyn's life illustrate, we cannot eliminate all suffering, but we can alleviate it through our actions. Empathy and understanding are crucial in bridging the divides that separate us. By focusing on what unites us rather than what divides us, we can begin to heal and move forward as a society. Mark Nepo's poem, Accepting This, provides a profound roadmap for unity, urging us to embrace our flaws and focus on love and compassion. By accepting the imperfections in ourselves and others, we open the door to greater understanding and cooperation. The poem teaches us that the transformative power of love and compassion can make a significant difference in our daily lives and across the world. Reflecting on Carolyn's life, we see these principles in action, which can guide us through today's global challenges. Nepo's poem emphasizes the transformation of thoughts into actions. The lines, "The dream is awakened when thinking I love you, and life begins when saying I love you," illustrate how love, when actively expressed, brings about a profound awakening. Applying this principle globally means that world leaders, policymakers, and citizens must turn their thoughts of peace and understanding into tangible actions that foster dialogue and reconciliation. For instance, nations can collaborate on shared goals such as climate change mitigation and public health initiatives instead of focusing on ideological differences. Nepo's poem speaks to the universal remedy of compassion. We cannot eliminate hunger, but we can feed each other. We cannot eliminate loneliness, but we can hold each other. We cannot eliminate pain, but we can live a life of compassion. These lines highlight that while we cannot solve all global problems overnight, we can make a significant stride by focusing on compassion. In the context of international conflicts, prioritizing humanitarian aid, supporting refugee populations, and fostering dialogue that prioritizes human welfare over political gain can help alleviate suffering and promote unity. By choosing to feed, hold, and live compassionately, we can bridge divides and foster a more harmonious global community. Finally, Nepo's metaphor of humans as small living things awaken in the stream underscores our shared human experience and interconnectedness. This imagery reminds us that we are all part of a larger whole, not isolated individuals. My sister understood this deeply. Her work in promoting peace throughout the world, her dedication to helping others, especially during the final years of her life, and her ability to find joy and meaning in her connections with people all reflected her belief in our shared humanity. Recognizing our common humanity can help de-escalate conflicts and build bridges between divided communities and nations. As we navigate the current polarized climate, let us draw inspiration from Carolyn's life and the wisdom of Mark Nepo's poem. By transforming our thoughts into compassionate actions, accepting the imperfections around us, and recognizing our shared humanity, we can work toward a more unified and compassionate world. In this episode, I have explored the profound lessons from Mark Nepo's poem, Accepting This, and how they resonate deeply with the life of my sister, Carolyn. I discussed the current polarized climate and the urgent need for unity and compassion amidst global conflicts and economic turmoil. I emphasize the importance of transforming thoughts into actions, embracing flawed abundance, and finding meaning in our shared humanity. We also highlighted practical steps to foster unity and compassion in our daily lives and our communities. Honoring Carolyn's legacy means embodying the values she lived by: love, acceptance, and compassion. She showed us that small, consistent acts of kindness can make a significant impact. By living these values, we ourselves can bridge divides, promote understanding, and create a more unified world. I urge you to take these lessons to heart. Embrace compassion and acceptance in your interactions. Seek to understand different perspectives and actively work towards unity in your communities. Together, we can honor Carolyn's memory and build a better, more compassionate world. Thank you for joining me today in this heartfelt episode. If you found today's episode helpful, please share it with others who might benefit from these insights. I encourage you to take these lessons to heart and apply them in your daily life. If you have any thoughts or stories to share, please join the conversation on social media using the hashtag #PassionStruck or the hashtag #BridgingDivides. Stay tuned for future episodes where I will continue to explore ways to inspire positive change and foster unity. Thank you for listening, and let's keep the spirit of love and compassion alive in everything we do. Videos are on YouTube in both our main channel at John R. Miles and our Clips channel at PassionStruck Clips. Advertiser deals and discount codes are all at PassionStruck.com/deals. Please consider supporting those who support the show. I'm at John R. Miles on all the social platforms, and you can also connect with me on LinkedIn. And if you want to express your courage muscles, then sign up for our weekly newsletter, Live Intentionally, where we post a weekly courage challenge that's based on the previous week's episodes. Are you curious to find out where you stand on the path to becoming PassionStruck? Then dive into our engaging PassionStruck quiz. Crafted to reflect the core principles shared in my latest book, the quiz offers you a dynamic way to gauge your progress on the PassionStruck continuum. Head over to PassionStruck.com to embark on this insightful journey. Before we wrap up, I'm excited to share a sneak peek of our next episode on the PassionStruck podcast. I'll be joined by Dr. Tessa West, professor of psychology at NYU and the author of the groundbreaking new book, Job Therapy: Finding Work That Works for You. In this episode, we'll delve into the secrets behind job satisfaction, uncovering the hidden psychological reasons behind career frustration, and discovering how to navigate your way to a fulfilling career. Tessa shares her expert insights on everything from dealing with difficult bosses to making bold career pivots. Don't miss this enlightening conversation that could change the way you view your work life.
Losses tend to loom larger than gains, and most of the people you're speaking with will have some insight into why the last person who took on this role failed at it. In fact, they might have more insight about what they did wrong or structurally wasn't in place for them to succeed than they will about what they did right. In fact, we are much better at giving failure feedback to people than we are giving positive reinforcing feedback. And I think that's something a lot of us struggle with. It makes feedback hard, but you can embrace that finding that kind of losses loom larger than gains in the context of the interview and get unique insights about all the things no one is telling you that will lead to your potential failure.
Remember that we rise by lifting others, so share the show with those you love. And if you found this episode on Bridging Divides useful, please share it with somebody else who can use the advice that I gave here today. In the meantime, do your best to apply what you hear on the show so that you can live what you listen. And we'll see you next time. Live life with love and compassion.